Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. Glad you're hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. M-A-U-R-E-R is how you spell his name, but you say it Maurer. RickMaurer.com, is that right, Rick?
Yep, that's it.
And they can find your books there and all the things you do for your clients to help people achieve excellence, right?
Yep.
So check all that out. Rick's been giving us a fascinating story about his recent trip to the Galapagos. In addition to a travelogue, he's been using the experience with the company he dealt with to help us understand some ideas on some ways to seek excellence. And Rick, the thing that I keep telling my audience, and that is so much a part of what I'm doing these days in my writing and my speaking and everything, is that being competitive is not the corner of the realm anymore. That's table stakes.
Yep.
Everybody is supposed to be competitive, or you don't even get looked at. If you're going to win the business, if you're going to keep the business, you got to go to the next level, which is another level of excellence that I'm calling relevance. Meaning, and when I say relevance, it's like you were saying about the company that had anticipated every need and expectation of yours. They were relevant to your expectations, and when they were dealing with you, when they were answering those expectations, you weren't thinking, "Wow, this is really competitive." as if you were comparing prices, you were thinking, "Wow, this feels good."
It does, yeah. And what I was thinking was, knowing this is probably a trip of a lifetime, and Kathy and I both really wanted to take this trip, of every place, because I've had enough bad customer service, like most of us have, to go, wow, that worked great. Got it. So I would just continually be reinforced what a great time I was having. And look, we've spent 20 minutes mostly talking about that company. Mm-hmm. If anybody said, "I'm going to the Galapagos," I'd say, "You really ought to look at the CNH tours."
Right.
I mean, they're that good. You know, now, it had to be so-so.
They were not inexpensive.
No.
And so you would say to somebody, you should spend more and do business with them. And so that means that right off the bat, they're not competitive in the classic sense.
That's right.
But you would recommend them. And it's not like you're, it's not like you're, I mean, you're doing okay, but it's not like you're rich and you can throw money away. You felt like you got value for your money.
Absolutely, yeah. And for this kind of trip, I wanted the best. I wanted to know that we would have a good naturalist. That all of that stuff was, and it was that. So for that kind of trip, we did it. We don't go to resorts. We don't do that kind of thing. But I think
that's the kind of thing that small businesses should try to achieve in their marketplace, is being the best, because everybody doesn't want to buy the best. Everybody can't afford the best. But the good news for small business, Rick, is we don't have to have everybody.
No, we don't. And, it's funny. Before, what I was going to talk about this morning is there's a new hotel chain called Capella, and it's run by a guy who used to work for Ritz-Carlton. And he said, "I realized when I worked at Ritz, standing in line to check in for 4 minutes was okay.
Yeah.
More than that, it wasn't." He said, "But now it's down to 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And he said, "So what we do is when you walk in, there is no front desk. We greet you at the door, and as we're giving you the tour on our iPad, we're filling stuff out, and you just sign it as you walk in the room." Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be high-end. It's just like, what am I doing to basically cut some of the frustration out, or oh my God, another line. Like I go to the post office.
That's all part of relevance.
It's relevance, yes. Mm-hmm. And it can be the corner dry cleaner. I mean, it doesn't have to be, a really expensive thing.
And the reason I say it's relevance and not competitive, because if you experience that and you like it and it's unique to that company, you're going to be less likely to ask, "How much is this costing me?"
You bet.
And the people who do ask that a lot, too much, they need to go somewhere else. You don't need, they're not your prospect.
They aren't, unless you really, you're saying, all I'm doing is I'm going for low price, and that's my market segment.
And if
okay.
you're a small business owner, that's a death wish.
Okay.
Because the price war is over in small business lost, Rick.
Huh, yeah, because of the big box
places. Yeah, no, the price war is over. Small business owners who try to be competitive these days are not going to survive.
Yeah.
That's all there is to
it.
Hey, Rick, good job. Thanks for the tour. I feel so vicarious now. Thanks, Rick. We're glad you got back okay. Thanks.
Thanks. It
Rick
was a
Maurer,
pleasure.
Ladies and gentlemen, rickmaurer.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.